This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton joins me. Mr. Norton is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California. He has started a website and a blog for prenuptial rights, primarily of the men involved. And Chris joins us on our Newsmaker line. Thanks for being with us, Chris.
Thank you very much.
What gave you the idea for this blog on prenuptial rights?
Interesting enough, Phil, I was reading on a news website a couple of months ago about a woman who went missing in the state of Texas. She was the fiance of this young man, and she went to the store one day to get lip balm, and she went missing. And the police looked all over for her, and eventually, and here's where the story sort of piqued my curiosity. They eventually asked the fiance, the young man involved, to take a polygraph test, which is, as you know, a lie detector test.
Right.
At that time, and it piqued my curiosity, and that when a woman goes missing, they ask the fiance to take a polygraph
to see if they have any involvement.
Well, I called one of our local talk shows. I talked to Dennis Pranger and asked if this was standard, and he said that it was standard in the case of a woman who goes missing to polygraph her fiance.
Well, I think it's probably, and you know more about this than I do, sir, but it's probably standard to polygraph anybody who is an intimate of any person who's missing. The police want to generally rule out anyone within the circle of friends or family that might have something to do with the person missing.
Well, that's my understanding, yeah. And so what we've done is to encourage the what we call prenuptial block.
Now, what is that?
It's any kind of some kind of a prenuptial that protects the fiancé, which says that in the event that his female fiance went missing, that the male doesn't have to take the polygraph because, you know.
Well,
I mean, I'll tell you why. Men are not as predisposed. I think you have to understand something. Men are not as predisposed to get married as women. In other words, I think it's more of a goal for a woman to get married than it is a man. So if you also are facing the fact that, you know, your basic integrity as a human being is being insulted, that is, your fiancé, if she ever goes missing, they're going to polygraph you for it. I mean, that's, to be honest, is a little bit of an insult. So you ask a man to accept marriage, and then when she goes missing, you say, oh, yeah, and also let's polygraph you for her murder or what have you, you know.
Well, you know and I know that there are many women who've been killed by their fiancés and husbands.
Well, it's a really small percentage, Mr. Hendry. I mean, the other thing you need to think about is, if the man is a recipient of physical abuse, we hear an awful lot about women that are recipients of physical abuse, but you'd be surprised how many men are abused physically by women. It's been part of my history, in fact, being physically abused. And if he defended himself...
By killing her?
If that resulted...
Well, then he's a guilty man.
Well, but that's my point. He takes a polygraph which shows he killed his fiance, and even if he had legitimate reason defending himself against her abuse, there isn't a judge or a jury or any aspect of American public is going to believe him. He goes to jail, and then we think that's wrong.
All right, Chris Norton is with us. So you basically feel that it should be a legitimate and acceptable prenuptial that your fiance, if she goes missing, they cannot ask you as the husband to be to take a polygraph.
I don't think it's right. I mean, you know, she's asking you to marry her. Most guys, as I say, are not predisposed to marriage. So it's almost like saying, will you do me a favor? And, oh, yeah, after you do me the favor, I want to insult you. I.
All right. I want to ask you, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Norton believes that any fiancé who's asked to take a polygraph is essentially being insulted. The police asked that this guy take a polygraph because, as you heard me say, they have to rule out the fact that he may be a killer.
Well, but again, it's a small percentage.
All right, but let me ask you this. You say that you were physically abused by a woman?
Yes, sir, I was.
Can you tell me about that?
I can, to a point. I mean, the police have her description.
Has she not been apprehended?
No, sir, she has not.
Tell me what happened.
She was a girlfriend we had met at a local bar that we both went to, and I guess it was my own fault. I have had a lot of girlfriends in my life who, because I attract women that way, I've had a lot of girlfriends who tended to use me sexually you know, for sexual purposes. And I brought her back to my apartment after we were at the Rusty Pelican. And I didn't know at the time, but she wanted to, at that time, I then did realize she wanted to use me sexually. And it was a total of 3 days that she sexually abused me over and over.
And all right, now, can I ask you, how old were you at the time?
I was 22.
You were 22. How old was she?
At least she was 29 or 30. But the point of my story is I would never kill her. But there are some men who, being physically abused by a woman, might. And what we're saying, it's simply a law that Governor Schwarzenegger could sign that would exempt you through a prenup from having to take a polygraph if she goes missing.
But you're also saying that there may be legitimate reasons for killing her.
I think there's self-defense reasons that have to be taken into consideration.
All right, if you killed her for self-defense reasons, why not tell the police that? You're saying they won't believe it?
No, they'll never believe that. I mean, I wouldn't believe it if I was a police officer. You know, it's just, yeah, I killed her, and I was defending myself from sexual abuse, you know. They're not going to believe it. And I can tell you the abuse that I suffered for 3 days was frightening. And it was, I mean, it's one thing to be abused that way. It's another thing to be abused by someone who, and I don't want to say nothing, but she was sort of a beast. I mean, I did like her, and we had a lot of good conversations and everything, but...
Well, I don't know what that has to do. In other words...
Well, what I'm saying is, it was 3 solid days of her incessantly abusing me, and she was very, you know, she was a beast, you know, she was...
She was not good-looking?
Well, no, not really, but that's not the point. I mean, if I had killed her, which I probably am not saying I should have, but if I did, they would not, you know, believe me.
All right, so no prenuptial. So in the prenuptial...
I'm simply saying that what we're asking for the governor to sign and other governors around the country to sign, I don't see why a fiancé of a woman should be asked to take a polygraph if she went missing when he's already doing her a favor by getting...
See, that's the thing. He's not doing her a favor, though. I mean, again, you know more about this than I do, but he's marrying her, I'm assuming, because he wants to.
Yeah, he wants to, but men are not predisposed to. Men would rather just live with a woman. So he wants to be with her, but he's doing her the favor of marrying her. Now, okay, so what I'm saying is, I want it clearly written in, since I'm doing you the favor of marrying... Well, I'm not going to say since I'm doing you the favor of marrying...
Well, that's a little insulting. You're talking about your integrity.
Well, no, but I'm simply saying, you're right. But I want to put it in a way, it's saying, I'm marrying you, okay, I'm giving you that, so there's got to be a quid pro quo. So I don't want to be polygraphed if you go missing. That's insanity. And again, I told you, you know, because of my abuse, the abuse that other men have been put through... Successful or otherwise, I think it's only right, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. On the Phil Hendry Show is Chris Norton. He believes that having to be polygraphed by the police if your fiancé goes missing is an insult and should not be necessary, given the fact that most men don't want to get married, and so they're... And I know you didn't want to use the word they're doing their women a favor here.
Well, I didn't.
But that's kind of what you're saying. Since I'm doing you the favor of marrying you, you ought to give me the fact that if you go missing, I don't get polygraphed.
Well, that in essence what I'm saying, yeah.
But see, you made the statement, it's an insult to you to be polygraphed.
It is.
Isn't it an insult to put into a prenup, this is a quid pro quo?
I don't think so. I mean, I think most women understand that men are, when they marry them, they're doing them a favor. I mean, look, I mean, a man loves a woman and he wants to be with her, but when he marries her, that's definitely something she pretty much pressured him into. I mean, because...
You really think so?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, if you think about your own...
I don't feel pressured. I didn't feel pressured into getting married.
Well, but it's more of a subconscious thing. And more, and of course, we have, you know, I do have a lot of sexuality, and I got sexually abused. So that's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to Christopher Norton, a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California, who believes that polygraphing a guy when his fiance goes missing, that should be up front. That should be discussed up front before you get married. If you go missing, I don't really want to have to be polygraphed. What's that got to do with me? I'm marrying you. And isn't that a big enough favor? Now, he doesn't think, he didn't want to use, it sounds to me like that's what he's saying. I'm doing you the favor of marrying you. You shouldn't, you should make sure the cops don't polygraph me if you go missing. Put that in some kind of legal document. On top of that, he mentioned that for 3 days he was sexually abused by a woman. And a lot of men are physically abused by women. They don't report it. And what if they were to, in defending themselves from that abuse, kill the woman? Even if they told the police it was self-defense, they probably wouldn't be believed. Therefore, a polygraph is only going to indict them and send them to jail. It's an interesting line of thinking. I want to ask him a little bit more about this, quote, 3 days of sexual abuse that he withstood at the hands of some, quote, beast that he met at the Rusty Pelican. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I would rather put my eyes out with a stick from a tree than look at you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Chris Norton, telemarketer from Hermosa Beach. He believes in that in a prenuptial, men should be allowed to have guaranteed they don't have to take a polygraph if their fiancé or wife goes missing. On your website, you mention pregnancy. This is the pregnancy in question mark. What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked me about that, Phil. In the case of a couple of guys that I've talked to, their fiancé is already pregnant, and they don't want to have to take a polygraph. They don't want to have to take a polygraph if she goes missing. They want to be assured of that because she's pregnant before they get.
But what has that got to do with it?
It's kind of they just want to make sure that they don't have to be polygraphed if you know she's pregnant and I know about the Scott Peterson thing, and I don't want to say that that's right. And I know, you know, of course it's not right, but if, for whatever reason, they go momentarily, I guess, insane, you know, and they kill her, they want to make sure, you know.
What are you talking about if they go insane?
Well, she's pregnant, okay? And that's one of the things, if you read the material, that is probably push a guy over the edge more than anything else. I mean, it's one thing you marry her because she wanted you to. Now you got to marry her because she's pregnant. So now you've been pushed even closer to the edge, and I'm just saying, what if you get pushed off? You know, what if you get pushed off the edge, and you gotta, you know? So they want to just in case. I'm not saying that.
So in other words, in case they kill her because she's pregnant, they don't want to have to take a polygraph.
It's a way of protecting yourself from the police, or not from the police, but from if you went momentarily insane and you know dumped her in a lake, which is totally wrong, but it is just a momentary thing that happens. If, you know, you suddenly go, she's pregnant, and it's going to be a kid coming out. You know, I'm in a world of hurt, you know.
So I think I might kill her, and I don't want to have to take a polygraph.
It sounds scary, but that's what a lot of guys are faced with. That's what we try to help them with, ways that they can put it into the prenuptial where maybe it'll work for both parties.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should a guy be forced to take a polygraph if his wife or fiancé goes missing? Mr. Norton believes no. They have a prenuptial block website that says men should be allowed the courtesy of not having to take a polygraph because you don't know the reasons why a man may kill a woman. Sounds to me like you're excusing murder.
Not at all, sir.
Well, that's where it's going. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I don't think you should make a prenup about polygraphs or anything. If you don't have it, I do not care.
What?
We didn't hear you, Stephanie. Say it again.
if you have anything to hide, you're not going to care, and you will go and take a polygraph.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
but here's the thing.
For one, if
why should I have to take
person,
one? Why should
if
I
this
have
is the person you want to marry?
Yeah.
And you want to spend the rest of your life with, you obviously love her very much. You're going to want to find it.
Hey, Stephanie, you got to stay right. Stephanie, you got to stay close to the phone. When you're close to the phone, we can hear you. When when you're moving the phone away from me, I can't hear you. All right?
Well, I'm.
There you go. See, that's good.
It's the cell phone. It's kind of breaking up.
All right. Chris, what's your response?
I don't think she really understands that we're marrying her. Isn't that good enough? You know? So why do we have to go also take a polygraph? And the polygraph is only going to indict me in her murder if she gets pregnant and I go temporarily haywire and I got to kill her.
Well, you're making it sound like pregnancy is a reason to kill a woman.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just, why not hedge your bets and just say, okay, no, you know, I'd rather not. And I'll give you an example. John Wanamaker is one of our bloggers and one of our members, and he sat down with his wife-to-be, and they were doing a prenup, and she was pregnant. And he said to her, I've been informed that you're pregnant, because she came in and informed him, and she did so legally too. She presented him with a document saying, okay, now I am pregnant. And
what do you mean presented him with a document?
Well, I think if your fiance or your girlfriend says she's pregnant before you're married, she needs to put it in writing. You know, I mean, you don't want to be marrying somebody she's not really is, you know. So you've got to get the doctor to sign off on it and notarize it. I recommend that for every man.
Okay. I didn't know that. So if a woman says, I'm pregnant, have the doctor sign off and notarize it?
Oh, absolutely. Don't ever take a woman's word for it that she's pregnant. Okay, once that's done, then you say, okay, you're pregnant. I'm going to marry you. So the kid, you know, has a name and everything. However, if you go missing, or, and God forbid, you turn up dead, laying somewhere on, you know, in a lake or under a car, that I don't want to have to take the polygraph. And
but you might have done it.
You do put that in there. Even though I might have done it, I don't want to have to take a polygraph because I already married you because you're pregnant.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I think this man is totally insane. And I think that any woman that would even consider signing a paper like that is insane.
Well, how come we got to marry you just because you say you're pregnant? See,
you don't have to marry the woman because she says she's pregnant. And no, there's no law that says you have to marry a woman that says she's pregnant. There's no law that says you have to marry a woman, period. Wait just a moment, please. I've listened to you.
Right.
So what you're asking for is giving you actually permission to kill someone and the police not even bother looking at you.
No, I think the caller misunderstands me, Mr. Henry.
I have been listening to you and listening to you. The only thing that you're asking is, okay, if I go momentarily insane and kill you, then the police don't have a right to look at me. Why would any sane person marry someone who puts that in writing?
Okay, I'll tell you why.
I would be scared to death for my life.
Well, no, but here's why. I was sexually abused for 3 days by this, honest to God, this beast from the Rusty Pelican that I met. Okay? So what if I killed
him? Well, sir, you know, you were sexually abused for 3 days, and I'm sure that there are men who are sexually abused. But if you compare the women that are sexually abused to men, hey, it'll take you hundreds of years to catch up. And there's nothing that we put in there that says, if you sexually abuse me, you're going to jail for murder.
Well, I don't know about the situation that is confronted.
That's a very good point the caller brings up. Can women put that in?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because women, we already are cutting you a break by marrying you.
Oh, Mr. If you're cutting somebody a break by marrying them, just live with them. And if they don't want to live with you, then adios.
Well, I understand that, but if they're pregnant,
you,
Okay.
Hey, what's the difference? Half the time men leave women when they get them pregnant anyway, or even if they marry them, they walk out the door and leave the children and the wife. So what's the difference?
Because I'm not that kind of guy. I want to do the
right
thing.
Well, it seems like you're worse.
You want
but no, to me, it seems like you're worse than that kind of guy.
I'm going to stay with her. I'm going to be better than that guy.
And then kill her.
Oh, but you might. But you might go momentarily insane and kill her.
Yeah, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Should men get a prenuptial agreement that says they don't have to take a polygraph? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If you are going to get married and you find out that your fiance, your lady is pregnant, should you be allowed to have incorporated into a prenuptial the right to waive taking a polygraph test because it's possible that you may do a Scott Peterson? That's what my guest here is saying, Mr. Chris Norton.
I don't think you should say Scott Peterson, Mr. Henry. I'm just talking about how my sensuality, and the fact I'm a very sensitive guy, got me in trouble with a lady.
Wait a minute. You were talking about being physically or sexually abused for 3 days by some 30-year-old you met in a bar. I'm talking about what you said concerning a woman saying she's pregnant.
I'm just saying, why not be safe than sorry? Okay, okay, you're pregnant, okay, that's good, and, great, and I'll marry you and whatever, but I'm not taking a polygraph, you know. I just saw where they had this guy today in Georgia, and they said, he already took one, and guess what? They're going to make him take another one. I mean, I'm drawing the line on that one, you know. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, you say that's all you're trying to say. You don't want to take a polygraph if you kill your girlfriend because she's pregnant.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, what's going on with this, man? I married her. Now you guys are trying to want me to take polygraphs and everything, put a microscope up my behind. You know, forget it. I'm just trying to say that I have the right to the Constitution of America that says, I'm marrying her. I'm cutting her a break on that.
You keep saying cutting her a break because you're marrying her because she's pregnant?
No, just because I'm marrying her.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Judy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Judy, go ahead.
Yeah, it's amazing that there could be this line of thought. What about the law? No one is above the law. And if you are a suspect in anything, in a crime, you're not above the law. You have the same responsibility to be questioned, to be interrogated, or to be polygraphed as anyone else would have. So you're trying to say that a prenuptial agreement is above what the law would demand and dictate. No one is above the law. If you are a suspect, if you are suspected at all, you're just not above that law.
Well, I mean, okay, I understand that. I'm not saying you're wrong or anything, but where do we get a break? I married.
If you are guilty or suspected of a crime.
I mean, I had sex with her, and we made a baby. Okay, I understand that. Now she's, roping me into getting married. Okay, fine.
That's the first time I heard you say we made a baby. It isn't her baby. You made a baby with her.
It's
50-50 responsibility.
I think that's understood. I mean, but I'm just saying.
But if you do something to take a life, first of all, if you say I go berserk or in temporary insanity, fact that you're talking about it has it premeditated. It's not just a berserk thing. You're thinking about it ahead of time.
Right.
And you're not above the law. If you are a suspect, you are a suspect, regardless of any prenuptial agreement. That is our Constitution and the laws of our country.
Well, what about guys that, as soon as they find out she's pregnant, it's okay. Now wait a minute. I didn't buy. I didn't sign up for this. Don't we have rights?
Yeah. Well, of course you do. I mean, no one's saying you don't.
Well, you're saying
you don't have the right to take another life or an expect.
No,
that
you're
can
right.
Be
but
from
she doesn't have the right to abuse me by having
a
kid.
She?
The fiance.
So she did this alone. It was an immaculate conception.
She's abusing me by all of a sudden saying, hey, we have a kid. I mean, I met her in a bar. I bought her a Captain Morgan's and Coke. That's one thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sassy.
When you have sex with someone.
Right, I had sex with her, but on account of she found me sex with her, she said she was on the pill, too.
Uh-huh. And whose apartment was she in at the time that you had sex?
Whose apartment? It was mine. It was mine.
Well, was it breaking and entering, or did you let her in?
Well, but yeah, she pinned me. I mean, basically just used me sexually.
But you let her in. You opened yourself to that.
Oh, that's like saying...
I'm not saying it's right,
you know,
you did open yourself to that.
And so she sexually abused me, then says, oh, guess what? You know, bun's in the oven. It ought to be out in a half hour.
Okay, can we use a little bit more intelligent language than that?
I mean, this
I'm sorry.
Isn't... None of okay. this is making sense. You're personalizing what I thought was just a generalization about prenuptial agreements.
It is. It is, ma'am. Because I deal with a lot of guys who come to me. They're nervous. They go, she's pregnant. I go, okay. And they go, okay, so I want to be able not to have to take a polygraph in case, you know, I find it necessary to get...
To kill her.
It sounds bad, but to get rid of her, yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what?
That's a crime.
That's a crime, and if you
really?
Say, I may go temporarily insane and do that, and
right.
you're having enough forethought to talk about it
right.
and plan it, that's no longer temporary insanity. That's premeditation. No one has the right to take another life. You can get out of the situation.
But she can sexually abuse me for 3 days and just, you know.
But see, now you're
what
going
do you mean
back
she's sexually
to your situation.
Abused? Yeah, what do you mean she's sex?
Oh,
what,
I don't
what did
understand
she do this?
That.
How did she sexually abuse you for 3 days?
Well, you want the graphic details? I mean, I am very sexual.
You're very
why didn't you leave if you thought you were being abused? If she wouldn't leave, why didn't you leave?
I was cutting her a break.
Oh, well.
You know, and what do I get for my trouble? Sexually abused, my sexuality's ruined, and, you know, I got a polygraph in case she turns up under a bridge? I don't think so.
Wait a minute, man. Are you saying you'd kill her because she hurt you?
It's possible, yeah.
Okay. And you're saying if you go to the cops and say, look, I did this out of self-defense, they won't believe you.
Yeah. Bingo. God, man, how long does it take?
So did you hurt her?
Oh, so that's what you're saying.
Yeah. No cop's going to believe that I had to leave her laying underneath under a bridge over a swamp because I was sexually abused. Because my sexuality is very, you know, it's... A lot of people don't understand how powerful it is.
Did you hurt this woman?
No, man. She hurt me.
And then she left.
Yeah, and I wanted to go and just leave her under a wheelbarrow. But I know that'll never work. So why not get a prenup that says, no polygraph if I strangle you?
Because it is still a crime.
Do you understand
it's
how powerful...
And I see you weaving in and out of your personal situation.
Do you see how powerful my sass is?
Pardon me?
Do you see how powerful my sexual energy is?
I see that there's a right and there's a wrong, and if you know you're being abused, regardless of your sexual nature, you don't allow yourself to be abused.
If you were here right now with me, you would understand my sex.
I think if you were here with me right now, you'd understand.
Well, let's do it to it then, you know.
Okay, what are you doing, man? Now picking her up? You know, we're talking about, oh, hey, hi, you're pregnant? Really? Okay. Can I have a prenup that says if I wind up strangling you, I don't have to take a polygraph?
If she, this lady would understand my sass, you know, it's about my sass.
All right, Judy.
You know what? I don't understand.
How old are you, anyway?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
Old enough to know what you're saying isn't making sense.
No, but I mean, seriously, how old are you? I'm 28.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you go to Rusty Pelican at all, or?
No, I don't. Nor would I. Nor will I. But that's
you know, I mean,
not the point.
You don't just want to have a cocktail?
No, I wouldn't want to have one with you. I think you really need a lot of straightening out, if not therapy.
Well, you sound
how
like
can you be advising
you sound like the one
men?
You sound like the one to straighten me out.
Yeah, no.
Hint.
Oh, get out of here, you freak.
My word.
Thank you, Judy, very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
The way you say my word really straightens me out, and it
bug off. You're the one to do it, baby. What a perv. Yeah. You know she sexually abused me for 3 days. How old are you? 22. How old was she? 30. Okay, anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, I got to hand it to Chris Norton. He's always looking for the angles, always looking for the way to make the light. I think Chris is, in many ways, more profoundly significant to the single man. Hugh Hefner is probably a little irrelevant, but as important as he was to his generation, Chris may be the new Hugh Hefner. Slimy. A little stupid, but in some ways makes sense. You should get that prenup, dude. If she goes missing, and suppose you had to leave her in a swamp, you don't want to have to be taking that polygraph. So, Chris, I think you should come out with a wit and wisdom, Harry, of not the wit and wisdom, but the Chris, some kind of a Chris Norton deal, slime ball handball. I don't know. We'll think of it. I'm always trying to come up with these new merchandise ideas for our website. But then when it comes to books, I realize I may be, you know, just keep it easy, Henry. T-shirts and coffee cups. Books? I told you I got that email from that one guy. I had the temerity to quote, I don't know, some book I was reading. Hey, you know, not all books are right. Dig that. This guy sends me an email. You know, not everything you read in a book is... Right. Guy puts, I believe half of everything I hear and only like one third of everything I see. I said, does that include when you look in a mirror? All right. So anyway, we have a big email problem, folks. We're getting it straightened out. But until I can read your emails, I actually got a few funniest lines of the show. And there's a few of them here sent in to us by Nick. One of them here says, from Dr. Jim Sadler. This was Dr. Jim Sadler talking to a caller about keep your dog off of my yard and I'll keep my dogs out of your yard because he said, quote, I got a couple of Weimaraners that can pilot high and deep. And then we have this quote from Margaret Gray, who was talking to a caller that was annoying her. She said, you know what you can do for us? Sit on the phone and we'll guess your weight. Doug Danger made the statement once that he could be a gay James Bond. And then Doug Danger further in confronting a caller said, you know what I'll do? I'll kick her husband's teeth in, break into her house, walk up behind her Doberman pincher, kick its teeth out, then have her make me an omelet. Wow, Doug. And then Rudy Canoza, talking about a caller, a female caller who was getting upset with him, said, I told the cow to leave. The cow became upset and the cow decided to call your program and call Rudy a retard. Cows will do this. Rudy Canoza. Couple of little ones here. This is from Steve Bozell. If you remember the show where Steve Bozell decided that he would do a weekend gig as Magic Steve Bozell. He would go around and he would do magic shows, and that would maybe augment his income, and he liked to do magic. But his very first gig at a kid's birthday party, the kids thought it sucked, and they left the room. or there was just a group of them all bored. And Steve said, regarding the disruptive kids at the party, I just wanted to wade into them and start swinging. All right. We also have people who request shows, hours. And here is one that I thought I would tell you about. This was a Bobby Dooley show, the signature hairdo show. Bobby Dooley was attempting to destroy a marriage because Steve told her friend where she has her hair done. And here's one about Mavis Leonard calling and saying, Elian Gonzalez and the rest of the, quote, Mexicans had better watch out. He better strap on a leaf blower. They better not think they're the number one minority. That's reserved for blacks. He just better grab a rake and do some gardening. And that's that whole stratification of the, you know, the whole thing. And then Vernon Dozier, who apparently we had Vernon on one night, and he was talking about being a serial murderer. I guess that was before we assigned those duties to Herb Sewell. And in one of the murders that he committed, he said, quote, I told Jesus about this. And he said, quote, take care of business. All right. So That's from our, that's from what little email we're getting these days, because here's what happened. And then we'll take our break. I have a female producer, and her name's Michelle, and she's one of our producers, and I don't want her to see some of the mail we get, because quite frankly, they're very classless and, you know, really utterly twisted people out there who send obscene images and things like that, and I have a woman working for me, and I'd rather she not see that. Not just because I'm a very chivalrous guy, but for obvious legal reasons, right? So I said, I want to have this email edited. I want to have these email addresses blocked. What's it going to take? Well, that was a week ago. So I'm still waiting to see, you know, get our email account back up to speed. So when I finally do read this stuff, we'll probably have thousands in there. We'll get around to responding to all of you guys and reading some of it on the air. I appreciate your patience. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I just want you to talk to somebody.
I don't want to talk to anybody, man. You're already messing me up, okay? We're off the air. We're done with the interview.
Hold on for me.
Hi.
Who's this?
April.
Hi, April. How are you?
Why don't you come down and play pool?
What?
Why don't you come down and play pool with us?
Who wants to come down and play pool, man?
Where are you guys at?
Where are we at?
We're at the Temple City Pool Hall.
Oh, swell. What, down on Duarte down there?
No, we're down on Live Oak.
We're down on Live Oak, and we want you to come play pool.
What a drunk. Why don't you get her sobered up, man? Throw over your shoulder, throw her to the back seat of your car, to the back of your truck, whichever's applicable, and get out of there.
Come on, April, we gotta go. Come on. I'm driving my Dodge tonight, Phil. I was throwing it back.
Yeah, and as you turn a corner, she just kind of rolls around back there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, see you later.
So what do you think about my website?
It blows. Get out of here. Yeah, that's right. You just toss her in the back of the truck, and as you're wheeling around the corner, you just boink. She's rolling back and forth. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Okay, 1-800-449.
You're sexist.
8686. I'll deal with you later. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you for joining us. Email address, phs@philhenryshow.com. Someday we'll see that email. Someday.